We moved to Ansley in 1960 from North Birmingham onto 11th Street, and it was right on the creek bank, but we didn't know about the flooding at the time when we moved. When we did find out about it, it was coming up the road. We were having to pack up everything, put furniture on chairs, and get prepared to get out of the house. We could actually stand on the porch and look down the street and see when to leave the house before it would come all the way up the street. It was coming in fast. Eventually, we would have to leave our homes and go to dry land and then wait till the water recedes and then go back in the house, and we have to go clean up the house, clean up the muddy waters. And there were times when the water would get in and it was so high it would cover halfway the room, and we had to go in and have someone gutter out the sheetrock, redo the wiring, and redo the hardwood floors that we had before we could move back in. One year, I think it was the last flood, somewhere in 83, when they had like 8 feet of water, and my mom, she was asleep and woke up and the water was up, and it was so high they had to get the boats to go in and get her, and she was standing on the banister until someone came and picked her up in a boat. It was scary. She didn't want to go back down there after that. The Bayou came in the 80s as well, right after the big flood. And a lot of people wanted to move out because they didn't want to go through that anymore. My mom was one of the ones that were bought out, and they actually removed our house and placed it somewhere else. The land is still vacant there. They haven't cultivated it into anything else, but the city is working right now to put a park and trail and build it up for the families to come in and enjoy the park.